Hi again, folks. Sorry, I'm just going to post a very brief addendum to my last boo, because I'd like to end on a more cheerful note. I hate to be so negative, and I do apologize for that. What I was going to say, before my time limit cut me off, is that, perhaps I'm in a better position than my friend Kim, because at least if my seizures are not epileptic, then that means they don't generate any brain damage, whereas Kim's definitely do, and her EEGs have shown things before, so her doctors can categorically say that she has epilepsy. Now, oddly enough, we have a friend in the UK who is going through exactly what I'm going through right now, and her doctors are actually beginning to think she does have epilepsy, because she cannot just think herself out of a seizure. It doesn't work that way for me either. I am not capable of coherent thought when I'm having a seizure. So how can I be expected to think myself out of it? Now, I guess the important thing, the correct practice, is to not get stressed out so that one does not have a seizure in the first place. If, that is, mine are a manifestation of some kind of stress disorder. And I get that, but they can happen totally randomly when I'm feeling absolutely, perfectly hunky-dory floating on a cloud, walking on air. That's why I think that this whole possible mood disorder thing is a bunch of bunk. For me, anyway, in my case. For other people, not so much, maybe not. But in my case, yeah. So anyhow, this friend of ours in England is going through exactly the situation that I'm in now. Her EEGs are showing nothing, but she's practicing mindfulness, I think, and having very similar symptoms to mine. She gets really dizzy and disoriented when she has seizures, as do I, or as I tend to do anyway. And that's why her doctors are finally beginning to get it through their thick skulls that she actually might have a form of epilepsy that is not showing up on EEGs, or that does not always show up. So I only wish that my doctors would consider the possibility that with me this may not be some kind of mood disorder. I could see that if I had been depressed or really stressed out when this started. But it was actually at a time in my life when I had not suffered a depressive episode for like 8 to 10 years. It was a good time in my life. I had just discovered my new church. I had made friends. I mean, for goodness sake, when this all started, I was just, I'd been staying at my grandma's, and I was coming down the stairs with a suitcase in my hand, ready to leave. And, you know, yeah, I was sad to be going, but I wasn't really stressed out. In a way, I was glad to be getting home. And I had this massive four-hour-long seizure that made my parents think I was having a stroke. Because I couldn't talk. I was constantly repeating the same syllables over and over again, which is, again, something else I tend to do during a seizure. My record gets stuck in, my needle gets stuck in the groove. It's not funny when it happens, but sometimes when I look back on it, it's kind of funny. So it was weird. And so the first neurologist I saw thought for damn sure I had epilepsy. But then because nothing ever showed up on my EEGs, that's why my neurologist now is bound and bent that I don't. And, you know, that's why she's absolutely convinced that it has to be something psychological with me. And I'm not entirely unwilling to consider that notion. But the depression that I've been dealing with in more recent years was a consequence of the seizures, not a cause for them. So anyway, I'm sorry. I've been going off on this damn tangent, and I know it's probably not very enjoyable for anybody to hear. I'm just frustrated. But at least I'm not in poor Kim's position, having to determine whether or not I should go through brain surgery. It's just that these things have kind of taken hold of my life, and I'm not sure how best to deal with them. So anyway, I will go and see this doctor tomorrow, and hopefully we can come up with something. Hopefully she'll at least put me back on Lamictal, because that really was helping. I was down to one or two seizures a week. Now I have, like, 5 or 6. Now, Lamictal is a mood stabilizer, but again, the seizures aside, I haven't had any mood problems lately. I've been fine emotionally. Haven't been feeling depressed at all, or really getting... Now that I'm getting used to my flat, I haven't been getting really even stressed out, so I don't know. Don't know what to make of this, but hopefully something will work out. She does seem to listen to what I have to say, at least, which is good. I just have to figure out what building of the hospital she's going to be in. That does seem to vary. So I'll have to make inquiries when I get there. Anyhow, sorry folks for having gone off on such a huge tangent. At least I can say I'm fortunate in the sense that I don't have a huge weighty decision to make like poor Kim might. So I'm thinking of her and trying not to feel too bogged down by my own problems, which really, all things considered, aren't that terrible. Oh, and just in case I accidentally scared anyone with the mention of auditory hallucinations in my last boo, don't worry, I don't hear voices telling me to go and kill people. It's nothing like that. I will hear odd, like, hissing or knocking noises or things of that nature sometimes. And that's only if it's a particularly bad seizure. And of course I know at the time that I'm having a seizure, so I know it's not, what I'm hearing is just an effect of the seizure and it's not actually happening. So after I posted that boo, I thought, oh shit, maybe I scared somebody with the mention of my hallucinations. But no, they're not that bad, honestly. They're just kind of scary when, at the time when I'm having them, because I know there's no cause for them and I can't make them go away. Anyway, I will shut up now because, good gravy, I've rambled your ears off long enough. Thanks for listening to all of this. If any of you did, I really appreciate it. Take care. Bye.